Agencies will soon have an easier time buying telecom and cloud and other network services. The General Services Administration, working on the first of a few successors to its networks contract. Bob Woods is president of Topside Consulting, former commissioner of the Federal Technology Service at GSA, and likes what he sees at his old agency. Bob, thanks for coming on the program this afternoon, and congratulations on this piece. You write, the General Services Administration is bringing much-needed relief to federal CIOs and telecom managers. What's that relief, and how does it relieve them? Thanks for coming on, my friend.
Well, it's a new generation, Francis. I think that as we're moving forward, we've got a whole different set of problems. And those problems include the security type issues that everybody's aware of. Also, the bandwidth demands are skyrocketing. We now put more bandwidth into homes than we used to put into major businesses. So that put together, and along with cloud and other things, have come on the scene. The services need to be brought up to date and make them easier to get.
Network Services 2020 is the vehicle for doing that. And you write, the first contract under NS 2020 is Enterprise Infrastructure Solutions, the successor to the big networks contract that is open right now. What do you see that you like in NS 2020 EIS, Bob?
Well, you have to build infrastructure before you can build things on top of it. If everybody tries to do that themselves, it's the equivalent of everybody in Washington, D.C. building their own water system. It doesn't make much sense. It won't work, and makes the interfacing just near impossible. So what GSA's done or is doing is going to the industry where they've spent a lot of money on infrastructure and leveraging what they've already done. And quite frankly, trying to leverage the buying power of the government and also to buy it more on the margin than to have it built from scratch.
You write, it's a smart, strategic approach to technology purchasing that prioritizes simplicity, cost reduction, modernization, and efficiency. Bob Woods writing that in Federal Computer Week, and we have a link to your piece, Bob, on FCW at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And you follow that by saying, that's what GSA does best. I know you're a little biased because you were there, but what is it about this particular effort that you believe is right in GSA's wheelhouse?
Well, what they've done, Francis, is start with the premise they don't know everything. And sometimes even that's rare in a government operation. And they've gone to industry and they've said, here's what we're thinking about, and tell us what you think works and doesn't work. And there's been a fair amount of exchange. There's been a lot of exchange back and forth. They got several hundred responses to their request for information and their draft RFP. And they've used about 70% of those in one way or the other to change the RFP, which is due out the end of September.
GSA, you write, created multiple award schedules for buying common commercial items or services, government-wide acquisition contracts for broad IT solutions, and NS2020 contract for telecom services. And you say, in effect, GSA's created a menu of options that empowers agencies with multiple choices for how and from whom they buy technology. Now, we hear the term, especially in government acquisition, one-stop shop a lot. It sounds like that's your view of what GSA has created here.
I think it is. I think they're creating a variety, and they're basically saying every agency, when they say they're different, in some ways they are. That some agencies have a large install base. They're buying small amounts of things and services around the edges. They don't need a large one solution kind of approach. Other agencies don't want to manage the stuff themselves, so the schedules aren't appropriate for those kind of people because they don't want to go out and buy all of it and put it together themselves like in a big erector set. So what they're doing is shaping themselves to the customer.
Bob Woods of Topside Consulting, writing in Federal Computer Week about NS2020 EIS. And you write, although GSA's been criticized for developing multiple contracting efforts, overlap is usually an integral part of its strategy. Why is that a good thing, Bob?
Well, there's a lot of people in our community, and sometimes we sort of get a what I call a religious view of contract vehicles. People who believe everything can be done on schedules and you just don't need anything else. Well, that's nice if you want to buy an erector set and put it together yourself and manage it and integrate it and maintain it. There are others who believe GWACs are the government-wide acquisition contracts are the only way to go. And I don't buy that religious approach. I don't buy the, you know, faith based on a faith-based approach to buying. I think if you look at what your agency does, you should be able to figure out the right kind of vehicle. And for GSA, that means they've got to offer several different flavors of it.
You mentioned this a moment ago, but I want to call attention to it again. You write, additionally, GSA's process should be commended. Officials reached out to vendors through multiple channels, including blogs, industry day briefings, draft documents for comment, one-on-one sessions with individual companies. Whenever I go to events and talk to people from industry, that's exactly the kind of interaction that they always say, boy, I wish we could have that all the time. And it sounds like you believe GSA did a pretty good job of that interaction this time around.
They did, and they kept an open mind, Francis. What was really heartening about it was that when they started it, they thought they'd have a couple of industry days, answer some questions, get the RFP to the street, get responses, and, you know, show's over. But in the process, I think a number of people, myself included, said, have you thought about 101s with companies? Companies aren't going to come into a big industry day in an auditorium at GSA with 250 of their friends and enemies sitting next to them and bare their soul on where their company is. So we convinced them to do some 101s. We also convinced them to use more of a blog approach. And I tell you what, talking to them today, they say the single most valuable exchange of information is the one-on-one with the companies, followed by the blog and then the RFI responses, but that the industry days give industry a lot of data, but they really don't help GSA all that much.
What will we be able to look at a couple of years from now and to be able to say that all of this legwork that GSA's done, all of the things that they've, all the effort they put into this upfront was successful, and this thing worked the way that you're writing that you expect it to work?
Well, I can tell you from my experience, it's whether they beat a path to your door. If they don't buy it, if the dog doesn't eat the dog food, as they say, it's a failure. And if it takes too long to transition to it, it'll be a failure. It should be done in a reasonable period of time to transition to the new buying approach. It should be effective. You should see good demand, and you should see a strong interaction between GSA and those client agencies. And GSA should be in there with their sleeves rolled up, helping implement and transition that agency.
Should you see
those are the signs.
Should you see that from the first day the thing's open, or will it take some ramp-up time, do you think?
It'll take some ramp-up because there are certain certifications and related to security and contracting and notice to proceed and so forth. So it's not a switch being flipped. It will take some work to get into the new approach, and if they do it right, they'll have success in their revenue, and the agencies will have success in their operations.
Bob,
and get a better price.